We have the amazing s'chus to learn Kedushas Levi for Parshas Shoftim Tavshin Ayin Ches, and I'd like to learn 5 out of the 6 pieces that the Berditchever presented to us, and this will actually be the final shiur for those who've been learning throughout the course of the last year. This will be the final shiur for this series on Kedushas Levi, our 57th shiur Baruch Hashem. We started Tavshin Ayin Zayin Parshas Kiseitze, which is next week's parsha. And we're going to, Mirtz Hashem, move on to a new sefer for the coming year ahead. But what a schus it is, and what a schus it's been to learn so much from the Kedushas Levi. The pieces that we've learned, halavai, we should learn them again, learn them better. And the pieces that we didn't learn, we should be zochet to learn one day. But I just feel this tremendous sense of hakara satov to Hashem, and to the Berditchever, and to all of the individuals who've learned along with these shiurim, both in person and on the internet. I just want to say thank you for partnering with me in this amazing limud. And Amir Tzashem, we should continue to learn many more Svarim HaKadoshim together. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sharecha, the first piece in Kedushas Levi on this week's parsha. V'shaftu esa'am mishpat tzadik. Dinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shofet es hachneses Yisrael b'vo yom ha-mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, as we prepare ourselves for the Yom HaDin and the Yom Noram HaBa'alinu L'tova, we know that Hashem is judging us and judging the entirety of Klal Yisrael on the Yom HaMishpat. And the way that Hashem judges is Begodol Rachamav V'chasadav. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He judges, He does it with the Midah of Rachmanus, and He does it with a Netiyah towards Chesed. Hashem wants to be Malam Mitzchus and wants to only bring good things upon Klal Yisrael. He's a Melech who is Chafetz B'chaim. He wants us to live, both physically and spiritually. But Hashem asks of us to please, like the Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, to make a small opening for tshuva, or in this case, to be ma'orer from our efforts down below, to wake up, kivyachol, that midah of rachmanis from above. And in that way, we come to awaken that midah, that netiyah toward chesed. So how do we actually do that? What a fitting way to end our series of shiurim on the Berditchever. The Berditchever was a tremendous individual when it came to limud zchus. The way that we make sure that Hashem will see us favorably on the Yom HaDin is by seeing others favorably, by judging other people, by being malamid zchus on members of Klal Yisrael, and on Klal Yisrael b'chlal. When we have Rachmanis, when we see people favorably, when we try to only see good, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Keneged Mida, looks at us, each and every one of us, in the same way. Upon the individual and upon all of Klal Yisrael, Chesed is showered upon them. And therefore, through our efforts down below, we open, so to speak, the gates above, that chesed should be able to, in abundance, be poured down, tremendous bracha, should be sent down from above onto Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means, shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha means the following, Ratzalomar, sha'ata ba'atzmacha, you yourself, in accordance with how you see others and how you try to be malam mitzchus on others, titakein v'tachin hamishpat shamala al yedei sha'arecha, through your sha'arim, sha'arim means your hashkafas hachaim, through your worldview, through your outlook, through your perspective, you prepare, so to speak, the mishpat on high. You're signing yourself in your own book, as the Svarim HaKadoshim say, with regard to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of the Gimel Svarim, that are psuchim lefanecha. We choose which book we want to write ourselves in. And the way that we write ourselves in the book, told us Yaakov Yosef talks about this, but the way, part of the way that we write ourselves in the book is exactly what the Berditchever is saying here. In accordance with how we view others, that's how Hashem will view us. And that's what it means, v'shaftu esa'al mishpat tzedek. Judge Klal Yisrael in a proper way, and that will only help you to create sha'arim, pathways by which you can be judged favorably. Ratzalomar. Kol ish, every Jew should train himself to try to be malamid zchus on every member of Klal Yisrael, to only see good by Jews. I heard from an Adam Gadol b'Yisrael that the Satmar Rebbe, who was very kanai and very outspoken, an emes de kanoi and very outspoken about the things that he've done, and couldn't be sovel any type of injustice or any smacked of a chilul kvod shemayim. But in Chodesh El, the Sam HaRebbe was careful any type of kanois against members of Klal Yisrael, even people who he strongly disagreed with, and he felt that there's a time and a place to speak out against them. In Chodesh El, we have to be so careful how we see Jews and how we speak about Jews, and that's what our pasuk is telling us. Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol sharecha. In the way that you're guarded in your assessment, your perspective of others, that's going to create the sha'arim, the passages and the pathways by which you'll be able to be zocha b'din. V'shaftu asa'a mishpat tzedek, judge Klal Yisrael favorably. L'lamei tzedakah v'zuchus al kol zeri Yisrael, to try to see good in every single Jew. V'oz ha'adam ma'or ha'shar shamala, and in that way we open up gates above. V'al yedei zeh yotzei b'din, and in that way we're zocha b'din. A person is yotze b'din zakai b'mishpat shamala, he comes out innocent from the heavenly judgment. Ki b'midah sha'adam modeid, modeid in lo. As we know from the Mishnah in Maseches Sota, I believe it's mentioned in Megillah as well, that the way that we see others is the way that Hashem sees us. The midos which we use in forming and shaping our worldview, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us. So if we can develop a perspective of positivity, then midah keneged midah, that will bounce back and bring tremendous shefa and bracha upon Klal Yisrael through the sha'arim that we ourselves will create. It's a very, very important Bein Adam L'Chaveru component to the days that we are in and the days that we are approaching. Okay, continuing with the second piece, the Torah describes various forms of prohibited practices in terms of serving Hashem, and it says v'lo sakim l'cha matzeva. A person cannot and should not erect a matzeva. A matzeva is a single stone altar as opposed to a mizbeach. There were points in Jewish history prior to Kabbalah Satorah that we were allowed to, and we see that the Avos in fact did use a matzeva to offer karbanos to Hashem. But today we only allow for the mizbeach and not the matzeva, because the matzeva was considered to be a practice that was adopted by the Gentiles. So therefore the pasuk says, don't use the matzeva. And that pasuk is, asher sonei Hashem Elokech, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises. Explains the Berditchever, what does it mean not to make a matzeva? V'nira lefarish al pisha, amru chazal, haskein atzmacha b'pruzdor kidei shetichanis l'traklin. Again, an important hashkafa to think about this time of the year. What are the things in my life that are my focus? Am I caught up in the corridor, or am I thinking about the palace that comes afterwards? Am I trapped in the Olam Hazeh activities and pursuits, or do I live with a sense of something beyond this world? And that's what it says in Pirkei Avos. Prepare yourself in the pruzdor, prepare yourself in the corridor, so that you can properly enter into the traklin, that you can enter into the palace. What does that mean? Ki Olam Hazeh hu achana l'olam haba. This world is simply preparation for the world to come. Umasha adam ochel v'shosa, and that which we engage in mundane pursuits, physical activities, as mundane and albeit important, but as mundane as eating and drinking. Hukadei lios bari v'chazak l'avodas Hashem v'zbarach. We do that in order to have the strength to properly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we need to do those things, and Hashem made it that our body needs such things. But we have to remind ourselves why we do those things. V'lo l'hanas atzma chas v'shalom, and not for our own pleasure. As I sit here with a cup of coffee by my side, I have to remind myself that I'm drinking it, hopefully to give myself energy and to make myself attentive and alert to better serve Hashem, not chas v'shalom because I simply like the taste of coffee. V'nei masha adam ochal u'mishana ba'olam haza nikra lecha. So he reminds us of a principle that Chazal have, that the word lecha is used in a different context as a reference to things, pleasures of the body. So for example, you have the Gemara in Psachim he cites here, Samaches, where the Gemara discusses how a person should spend a Yom Tov, how to divide the time of Yom Tov. And the opinion of one of the Tanayim is chetzio lachem, chetzio lachem, that part of the day should be lachem and part of it should be lachem. So what does lachem mean in that context? Lachem means things which are of a more self-serving nature. That's what lecha or lachem means. And therefore, says the Berditch, we're using that understanding, almost as a code word, that that's what lecha or lechem mean. Let's go back to our pasuk. Lo sakim lecha matzeva. Don't make the lecha things in your life, don't make the olam hazeh, the tanuge olam hazeh things in your life, your matzeva. Don't make that your mainstay. Don't make that your focus. Vizeu haremez. Lo sakim lecha. Perish, tanuge olam hazeh hanikra lecha. Don't allow those things which are, again, for you, more so than for Hashem, don't allow it to be a matzeva. Perush, ma'amar u'matzeva l'kiyum. Don't give it kiyum. Don't make it focus. Don't make it the focus of your life. Don't give it permanence. Rakachana l'olam haba. But to try to use all of the things, the pleasures of this world, which Hashem wants us to enjoy, but to enjoy it not only for its own sake, but as a tool and as a resource to draw closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. Lo sakim l'cha matzeva. Don't allow the l'cha, the l'chem, the pleasures of this world, to become your matzeva, to become your focus, to become etched into your existence with a degree of permanence. But realize, again, like Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, that Olam Hazeh is just a pruzdor lefnei Olam Haba. Continuing with the third piece, v'lashemesh oli areach v'chulu asher lo tzivisi. Perek Yud Zayin continues with forbidden avodah zarah practices, and it describes not offering karbanos which have a mum to Hashem, and if a person strays and starts offering, worshipping other gods, bowing down to the sun or to the moon, asher lo tzivisi, Hashem says, I never commanded that, I didn't ask for that. Rashi explains, lo tzivisi la'avdam, I never asked you to serve them in that way. And of course, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah describes that the starting point of Avodah Zarah was the service of the sun and the moon as a creation of Hashem, as a lofty creation of Hashem, as a means of showing kavod to Hashem. But of course, that, as the Rambam describes, the history of Avodah Zarah, that eventually became its own worship, as opposed to giving honor to, let's say, a nobleman as a sign of honor for the king. But what happens when the nobleman becomes my new king? That's obviously an affront to the king. So that's what happened. The sun and the moon were originally worshipped, Rambam describes, as a means of giving honor to Hashem, and eventually they became their own forms of worship. And that's what the Torah is reminding us here. Don't serve, do not bow, do not prostrate yourself to the sun, to the moon, to any of the heavenly hosts, the Chol Tzavah HaShemayim. So Rashi says, Lo Tzivisi means Lo Tzivisi La'avdam, I never commanded you to serve them. And what Rashi is explaining is similar to what the Ayin Beis Zakenim wrote when they translated the Torah into Greek for Talmei HaMelech. The Berditchver says here, "V'chein shinu ha'ayin Beis Zakenim l'Talmei HaMelech." Different nuschos in the in Chazal, whether it were 70 sages or 72 sages, but a group of sages were assigned by Talmei HaMelech to translate the Torah into Greek, and they made the change here to that the Greek translation, the Septuagint, should read as lo tzivisi la'avdam, that God did not command them to be worshipped, as opposed to God did not command them, which would almost imply, mistakenly imply, that they were created on their own. You should understand, lo tzivisi doesn't mean that I'm not responsible for them. God is definitely responsible for their creation. Lo tzivisi means lo tzivisi la'avdam, I never commanded you to worship them. That's not the role of the sun and the moon and the stars. Okay, so that was a change. That sensitivity, that understanding of the pasuk was done when the Zakenim translated the Torah for Talmei HaMelech. But explains the Berditchever, how do we understand intermediaries in Avodas Hashem? How do we understand, for example, the role of the tzaddik, and sometimes giving kavod to the tzaddik, sometimes even prostrating oneself before the tzaddik? We do find in the Torah and Tanakh that the word tzaddikim, who gave kavod to the tzaddik by bowing before the tzaddik. Why is that not a violation of this pasuk? That a person goes to worship Elohim Acherim, v'yishtachu lahem, v'lashem ashol yarech, olachol tzva shamayim, v'shalot tzivisi. We find, for example, that Ovadia prostrated himself before Eliyahu. So how do we understand such a thing? Explains the Berditchver, there's one key difference. Ki atzadikim yesh lahem Torah Hashem. A tzaddik, who's the living embodiment of the Torah, Matzinu Shekara Kadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov Avinu El, we find that Hashem even refers to Yaakov Avinu as Kel, as El, as godly. Ratzalomer Machmas Shekiyim Kol HaTorah Hayu B'chinas El. When a person studies the Torah, he becomes a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Kutcher Brichu in written form, so that means when a tzaddik becomes the living embodiment of the Torah, he becomes a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that's obviously a very delicate thing, and if misunderstood, it smacks of Avodah Zarah, and that's why the Berditchever is trying to clarify here, that when a tzaddik becomes the living embodiment of Torah, he becomes an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find in the Zohar that it says that on the Shlosh Regalim a person has to come to appear before the face of God. And Zohar says, what is Pnei Adon Hashem? What is the face of God, so to speak? And it says, Darashbi. This is a reference to Rishon Bar Yochai. So tzaddikim, in a certain sense, can be called godly. Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Isha Lukim. Yaakov Avinu is called Kel. Rishon Bar Yochai is called the Pnei Adon Hashem. There's many different tzaddikim who are Zocha to reach a certain level of godliness. Again, has to be very carefully understood. But because tzaddikim are that embodiment of Torah, it's the Torah that we're being mechabed, really, which is really giving kavod to Hashem. Kamo kein kol ha-tzadikim machmas sivu ha-Torah yesh lehem b'china zu u'mutar l'shtachavos lehem. When you're bowing to the tzaddik, you're not bowing to the tzaddik. The same way when a person davens by kivrei tzaddikim, you're not davening to the tzaddik. Right? You're just drawing close to a place of holiness. So when you're bowing to the tzaddik, you're bowing to the Torah within the tzaddik, and that Torah really is just, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in written form, if you could say such a thing. So let's understand why that correct form of kavod to the tzaddik is a kavod to Hashem, as opposed to bowing to the sun and the moon and the stars. When a person worships or bows before the sun and the moon and the stars, but the sun, the moon, and the stars, which are more limited in their ability to reflect Torah. The sun, the moon, and the stars are also Torah. I want to just clarify, I hope I'm being emistic to what the Berditcher is saying here. When he says that the sun, the moon, and the stars are not commanded in Torah, it's not exactly true in the sense where Moshe Wolfson explains it, that the same way that a Jewish male has an obligation to wear tefillin, so the Torah says the birds should flap their wings, and the sun should rise and set. So that is its Torah. But because it reflects a more limited Torah, it doesn't have the ability to study Torah. It sort of just reflects a Torah reality that God commanded the sun to do its thing, and the stars and the moon likewise. So because of that, its Kedusha and its connection to Torah is more limited. And therefore, any form of worship or direct respect or bowing before the sun, the moon, and the stars is seen as what? Is seen as a shalot tivisi. A shalot tivisi doesn't just mean, like Rashi says, that I didn't command you to do that, namely to bow to the sun, the moon, and the stars. But a shalot tivisi means I never commanded the sun, the moon, and the stars in the Torah. They are not the embodiment of Torah. And because they're not the embodiment of the Torah, they don't deserve to be given that degree of kavod. Klomar, she'ein lehem hatzivoy shali, they are not bound by my Torah, again, in the same way that a Jew is. Hainu ha-Torah shenitna li-Yisrael, as opposed to the Jewish people who have been given the Torah, and therefore those who reach the highest levels of Torah can be, I don't want to use the word worshipped, but can be shown a degree of respect that one might have assumed is reserved only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of bowing to the tzaddik, and I think it would shed a lot of light on other hanhagos that a person has in terms of his bittul to tzaddikim amitim. Okay, so that's the piece on V'lashemesh Oli Areach Asher Lo Tzivisi. Asher Lo Tzivisi means that they were not commanded in Torah, and because they were not commanded in Torah, it is not fitting to worship them in any way. And that, of course, again, is the origin of Avodah Zarah. I'm going to skip the next piece on Reish's Gaze. It talks about the 10 spheros, the 10 midos. It's a little bit Kabbalistic and a little bit complicated for me to understand and to try to explain. So we'll continue with the final two pieces in the parsha. Tamim tiyah im Hashem Elokecha. Of course, one of the beautiful and well-known psukim of Parsha Shoftim in Parak Yirches is the pasuk of Tamim tiyah im Hashem Elokecha, to be perfectly wholesome with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a pasuk of Amunah and Bitachon and Tmimus. Haklal hu ki abore Baruch Hu darcho lehetiv. We know that it's Hashem's nature to want to only do good. That's the very principle, according to many early books of Jewish philosophy and Machshava and Chassidus and Kabbalah. That's the very explanation for why God made the world. Hashem made the world because Hashem is good, and it's the nature of one who is good to want to bestow that goodness upon others. Ayin derech Hashem of the Ramchal, and many, many other svarim. Uveprat li Yisrael am krovo shenekram baram lamakom. If Hashem's premise of creating a blade of grass is that Hashem wants the grass to have a good experience, so to speak, and Hashem made a star in the sky that it should have a good experience, and Hashem made 7.5 billion people on planet Earth, many who are not fully bound by the 613 mitzvos, to have a good experience, so all the more so, the Jewish people who are the ones who are the ambassadors of Hashem on planet Earth. to uphold the Torah, and we are called banim lamakom, as we had in last week's parsha. So all the more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention is to give us the good life, a good experience. And certainly a father is prepared to be thinking about what does my child need before the child even knows what the child needs. That's the very nature of a loving parent. And when I see Hashem as that loving father who will do everything and anything for me, and that Hashem is more aware of my needs than even I am aware of my needs, and I surrender my ratzon to Hashem to just trust that Hashem will give me exactly what I need in life, then a person, in fact, will have his needs fulfilled. It's that tamimus, it's that bitachon in Hashem that creates the relationship between you and Hashem, which will allow you to be the recipient of all that you need. How does the Berditchera read the pasuk? Tamim tia im Hashem alokecha. Here's how he reads it. Tamim tia im Hashem. Klomar. Kishaata alzeh b'china, b'china sashleimus. When you are completely with Hashem, when you don't have any of your own efforts or devices as means of achieving what you want in this world, but you just let go and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take charge. So if you're tamim im Hashem, if you're completely with Hashem, sheyesh lecha amuna b'borei Baruch Hu, shebavada yimalei lecha chesroncha, if you trust fully that Hashem will give you exactly what you need, and if you don't have it, then I guess you don't need it. Az teyda shebavada im Hashem alokecha. If you're tamim tia im Hashem, if you are completely with Hashem, then guess what? Then im Hashem alokecha, right? Then the tia im Hashem alokecha. Then you will certainly be with Hashem, and Hashem will be with you. Shebavadai Hashem imcha. If you're wholesome with Him, Hashem will be holy with you. Holy with a W. Hashem will be fully with you. And if God is fully with you, then you're going to have exactly what you need. A lot of it takes place in one's mind. It's realizing and understanding that I have exactly what I need, and then all of my needs are met. What does it mean, all my needs are met? It just means that whatever I have is comfortable for me, because I know that's what I'm supposed to have. So a lot of it is not that if I trust in Hashem, now I get things that I want that I don't really need. But when I trust Hashem, I come to terms, I have a certain yeshiva das, a peace of mind with what I have, and I'm able to be okay with what I have. And what might superficially to an outsider appear like a chisaron, oh, this person needs more. The Rebbe Reb Zusha lived in a hovel, in a little hut, and yet he felt that he had everything, because his perspective was, what do you mean? I have exactly what Hashem needs me to have. Tamim tiyam Hashem, he was completely with Hashem, and because of that he felt that my life is complete, and there's nothing lacking in my life. So the more we cling wholesomely, wholeheartedly to Hashem, with tmimus and bitachon, the more complete, the more Hashem is able to grant us everything that we need, both in terms of actually giving us things and allowing us to have peace of mind and be happy with what we have, even if to an outsider it seems like we're lacking in quite a few things. And last but not least, our final piece of Kedushas Levi. And again, I thank everyone so much, and I thank Hashem so much for giving us the opportunity to be able to learn the Sefer for so many weeks in a row. Baruch Hashem, 57 shiurim in total. It's really such a schus to have been a part of it. We conclude with the final piece, Perek Yutes Pasuk Gimel, describing the Shalosh Ha'arim Tavdil Lach, the three cities that will be set aside for the purpose of the Ir Miklat. The pasuk says, Pasuk Gimel, Tachin Lecha Hadarech, prepare for yourself the road, Vishilashta Es Gvul Artzacha, and divide up the land, so to speak, into thirds. That there should be three cities scattered throughout the land to allow the person who kills Bishogeg by accident to run to the Ir Miklat to seek its protection. So says the Berditchever, and it's a powerful piece to end on, even though it's pretty deep. We'll try our best to understand. Haklal, Hashem Yisbarach Leis Machshava Tfisa V'chulu. As we've learned many times from the Tikkuni Zohar, we don't understand Hashem at all. We cannot truly grasp Hashem. We can read Kedushas Levi from beginning to end, and we still don't really understand anything, even though we've learned so much. There's so much, it's an infinite limud, the study of God. Hashem is an or ein sof, and leis machshava tfisa beklal. Hashem is an infinite light, and that's only a mashal of what Hashem really is, and our mind can't grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. So what does Hashem do to give us a little taste? How did the tzaddikim, like the Berditchever, who's much bigger than us, how does he bring himself down in order to allow us access to his Sefer? Allah has kam v'kama. How does Hashem make himself accessible to us? And the answer, of course, in Kabbalah is tzimtzum. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu contracts His light and expresses Himself in midos that we can hopefully emulate and understand. Hashem comes in the form of an expression of chesed, the midah of Avram. V'chein b'midas Yitzchak. Yitzchak, the midah of Yira, of Pachad, of Gvura. V'chein b'midas Yaakov l'rachim. And Yaakov Avinu's midah of Rachmanis. Tiferes, which is the blend of chesed shal Avraham, and the Gvura, the midas Adin, the Yira, the Pachad of Yitzchak. That creates the blend, which is the Tiferes, the splendor, the beautiful blend of Rachmanis, which is Yaakov Avinu, that healthy balance. So Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, these three, so to speak, are expressions of ways of giving us access to Hashem. And perhaps that's what the Pasuk is hinting to. That gives, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu some type of kli and some type of contained vessel that I'm able to begin to feel like I can grasp Hashem, that I can hold Hashem. There's something I can sink my teeth into, so to speak, to really make a kinyan in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Maggid of Mezrich explained, Aretz Kinyanecha, the world is filled with ways to acquire you. Not just the world is filled with kinyanim, but Malah Haaretz Kinyanecha, that Hashem, you left traces of throughout the world in your various midos, and in that way we come to know you. And perhaps that's what our pasuk is hinting to. Tachin lecha haderech, prepare for yourself a derech in life. Bezeh tachin lecha haderech lahasig Hashem al yedei midosav. How are we going to come to grasp Hashem? Through the midos. Vishilashta es gvul artzacha. Vishilashta, of course, first and foremost, refers to the three avos, the midos of chesed, gvura, and tiferes. Vishilashta es gvul, and through that division of these midos, one comes to the gvul, one comes to see Hashem, so to speak, within kelim, within boundaries, within some type of vessel that makes God accessible, even though Hashem, of course, is sovev kol almin, is beyond the worlds, but Hashem allows us a glimpse as he's mamali kol almin, as he fills the worlds and gives us access to him. V'gam al yedei zeh, hu artzecha. And in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself in the world below, giving us the chance to get to know him, kiviyachol. So Baruch Hashem, we were zocha today to learn five very, very important pieces, each one really relevant to this time of the year. Number one, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol sharecha, v'shaftu esa'am mishpat tzedek, try to be malamei tzchus on Jews. If you see Jews in the right way, that will help Hashem to midah keneged midah, see you in the right way, that we all want to be seen during the Yom Noram. Number two, lo sakim lecha matzeva, Don't allow the lacha things in life. Don't allow the mundane things in life, the olam haza things in life, to be matzeva, but rather see this world as a stepping stone to olam haba. Number three, there's a distinction between bowing before the sun and the moon, God forbid, and prostrating oneself before the tzaddik, or being mevatel oneself to the tzaddik. It's the Torah of the tzaddik that a person is truly bowing before, giving kavod to. Number four, tamim tiyah Hashem Elokecha, to whatever degree a person clings to Hashem, all the more so Hashem clings to us, and it's especially true for us, His children, who He loves so much and wants only to supply us with all of our needs. And last but not least, to try to understand that Hashem is truly infinite and beyond. But Takin Lacha Derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to prepare a pathway to understand Hashem through the various midos, the various spheros, and to give us a glimpse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our world. Halavai, through the teachings of all the tzaddikim amitim, ubefrat the Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak ben Sarah Sasha, we should be zocha to live in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second of our life. And Amir Tzah Hashem, in the schus of all of these teachings that we've learned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemekabel all of our Torah as tefillah for the Geula Shlema, which we should be zocha to see b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.